All right, Evan. Let's. You like math? You like writing things down?
I love writing things down.
Okay, we know your fandom. Forget making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. More likely September result that we walk out of. The Mets have won 11 or more games, or the Jets have won 3 games?
The Jets have won more. Jets have won 3 games.
So they're going to win all 3.
You're saying what's more likely?
What's
than
more likely September. For you? You're
so
a Mets Jet fan.
September record for the Mets and the Jets.
Yeah.
What's more likely?
The Jets.
The Jets being 3-1?
Yes.
Or the Mets being 90 and
so that's 11-6.
860, yeah.
11-6. Yeah,
that's
I would probably I probably lean towards the Jets, and that's a weird feeling. But I think a lot of that is who they're facing. They're not the Jets aren't facing the Niners again. Right. They're not facing Buffalo until October. They're facing the Tennessee Titans, the New England Patriots, and the Denver Broncos. The Mets are about to play 7 games with the Philadelphia Phillies, and they close the season against the Milwaukee Brewers. Right, so, like a part of that is who they're facing.
So let's play a math game.
Go ahead.
Mets get in if they win 89 games? Mets get in if they win 88 games.
So the Braves play 4 against the Dodgers, and then listen to this schedule. 3 more with Cincinnati, 3 more with Miami, the 3 games against the Mets, and then they close against the Royals. So I think
the Royals are going to be fighting.
Yeah, I think the Royals are going to be fighting. The Marlins are a disgrace to humankind. I know Cincinnati beat them the other day in that one gamer.
Right.
They do have 4 with LA, like you mentioned. I think it's going to take 90. I think 89 is going to be a little bit short. And it's also going to depend on what they do against the Braves. Like, that series is going to be monumental. And that's the other thing. They got to exercise the demons of the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, from 2022.
What's your prediction? You think they're making the playoffs?
Yes.
He doesn't even say that confidently.
Of course I don't, because the Braves are tied with
them. Wait, so you said of course
it's the Braves.
Wait, so
but I do think they, but I don't know if they have to win 90. I'm almost at 88 now.
Mm-hmm. Sit there and do the math on the Atlanta Braves.
I'm trying to.
And I guess San Diego and Arizona, because
I could see them losing 3 out of 4.
Yeah, well,
in LA.
And also keep this in mind about San Diego, who the Mets are 2 games behind. The Padres still have 3 more with the Astros, 3 more with the Dodgers, and they close the season against Arizona. So the Padres could be the team to come down, and Arizona, San Diego playing each other at the close of the season could turn out to be monumental for the Mets. That's the other benefit. It's not simply Atlanta.
Yeah.
There's different ways to get in. But here's the bottom line. Whether it's Atlanta or it's San Diego or it's Arizona, and this to me is not argumentative. I guess you could be if you want. They have to hit. I think it is very unlikely that they're going to continue to win getting the kind of starting pitching they've gotten and the kind of bullpen efforts they've gotten over the last couple of weeks. I think they truly need this offense, which has done nothing for a couple of weeks now, to wake up.
You know what, Evan? I don't get you. I don't know how you think the Mets have a less chance of winning 11 games than the Jets do 3 in a row. We have a large sample size of this Mets team giving us success, winning games. The Jets have not done that. So I don't understand why you're putting your faith. You sound like what Tiki said yesterday. Are you being lazy? Are you lazily analyzing the Jets?
You want me to give more thought to my analyzation on if the Jets will win 3 games or the Mets will win 11 out of 17?
This Met team has shown us and has proven that they can go 11-6 in this stretch. The Jets have not. And until the Jets prove that, they are not given that right.
You're a little biased in this conversation.
Evan, be real.
Are you not a little biased in this
take some truth serum.
But hold on. Are you not a little biased in this conversation?
How so?
Well, you're not being positive towards the Jets, positive Tommy.
Well, you're positive Tommy with the Mets, which I respect. You've done that all year. No matter what happens, everything will be fine.
Okay.
And you hate the Jets.
Right. No.
I'm at least a Met Jet fan. I'm just being honest.
I just did the math.
Go ahead.
I honestly, I'm thinking 88 gets in.
Really?
Yeah. I am. And it's not because of Atlanta. I mean, it could be because of Atlanta.
You think San Diego gets tripped up enough?
I do. I honestly do. Because they have Houston for 3. Now, Chicago, they're taking 2 out of 3 at least from Chicago. So I'll give him two wins. Let's say, I think they win 5 games, especially because the last 6 are on the road against teams. LA, who's great, they're going to get, let's say they get swept. In Arizona, maybe they take 1 or 2. I see 5 wins for the for the Padres.
If you tell me it's only going to take 9 and 8 the last 17,
that's what I think.
My confidence goes up a little bit more.
And by the way, that's who they are.
Boom.
The Mets.
I don't know what the Mets are, because for a big period of time, the Mets were terrible. They've been a very good team for half the season.
But
what are they?
They're better than 500. So 9 and 8, 10 and 7. That's what I feel like. So 88, 89 wins is what it's going to take.
I think
and it's not Atlanta. Because I know for the last 2 weeks, all I've been thinking about, or we've been thinking about, or Met fans have been thinking about, is Atlanta. It's going to come down to that penultimate series, Atlanta. I think it's actually San Diego that might be the vulnerable one, just because you just said it. It made me look at it.
Yeah.
I see 5 wins for San Diego.
It's so crazy
that
the Mets...
88 wins gets you in.